Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's time for a revival. Let's go in-depth with Pastor David Woodcock with New Journey Church in Knoxville, Pastor Doug Harris with Open Bible Church in Pella, and Evangelical Traveling Pastor Daniel Norris. So Pastor Norris, you're on an incredible journey.
We are. Last year, my family and I, we sold everything that we had, walked away from the American dream. Had a beautiful 3,000 square foot home in Dallas, and we put a for sale sign on it, put all of our possessions out on the road, and walked away from everything to move our family of five into a motorhome and travel the nation one state, one week at a time on a mission to see if this nation wouldn't turn back to God. I really believe that America is in need of a greater awakening. America was born in the fires of a great awakening, and I believe that we desperately need to see one again. And so that's the reason why we walked away from everything.
But what was the inspiration? What was there some eureka moment to say, this is what we're going to do?
Yeah, you know, kind of on the heels, last year I finished up a book with Charisma called Trail of Fire. And that book shares 10 stories of 10 past moves of God. And, you know, it's written in such a way that it puts you in the middle of these moves. And so getting into the history and just studying about these great men and women of God that were used mightily in America and around the world, you begin to recognize that the commonality of every single one of them was that they saw sacrifice as the fuel upon which great revivals or awakenings were birthed. And so kind of on the heels of that, my wife and I really began to pray and really began to say, Lord, what is it that we're supposed to do? We felt it necessary to make a dramatic shift. And we recognized that we'd become complacent. We recognized that we had become very casual. I had a great mentor in my life who taught me that the complacent, the comfortable will never contend. And we realized that the American dream had made us very comfortable. And so we walked away from that in that moment, really felt like the Lord spoke to us and said, you know, trust me, spend a year like Abraham on the road, traveling the north, the south, the east, and the west of the land to see what's going on across the nation. And so we've been visiting some great historic sites of where great moves of God have taken place, and we've shared those stories. Alongside of that, we also haven't just been interested in talking about what God did, but what is he doing across the land? And so we've been connecting churches and ministries that are really interested in making a difference in their communities and their region. In other words, their reach goes beyond the four walls. They want to see something happen inside their cities and their regions. And so we want to connect those churches together and share their story.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pastor David Woodcock, Pastor Doug Harris, and Evangelical Traveling Pastor Daniel Norris about the revival coming to Marion County. Well, Pastor Woodcock, you helped make this visit to Marion County happen.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Well, Daniel and I actually go back several years in Texas. You know, as we moved to Knoxville last year to plant this new church, New Journey Church, in Knoxville, we left a ministry called Teen Challenge in Texas. And our home church was Heartland under the man that Daniel was just talking about. Pastor Steve Hill was our pastor. So Daniel was a youth pastor of the same church. So we had a relationship going back about 10 years. And I would have, you know, Daniel come out and preach to our Teen Challenge students through the years. And so when his book came out, he actually called me. It was just kind of a neat thing. He called me and said he was, you know, told me what he was doing. And I'm like, we got to come to Iowa at the same time. The Lord was already speaking to Pastor Doug and Pella, and the path was set. So we said, let's do it. Come on up.
Pastor Doug, tell us your story. There was already a connection made. Something happened in your group that made you want to be a part of this.
Yes. What happened is a lady in our community just handed me a book. And We were reading with a group of men on revivals in another book. We just finished that up, and I had read Daniel's book, Trail of Fire, and I thought, this would be a great book for my guys. And so we went through that book, or Trail of Fire, and just so inspiring about what God did, and that the awakening at Cane Ridge, and to where God began birthing in us, where we began again praying, God, do it again. Do it again like the Azusa, the Welch revival. Do it again like Cane Ridge. And so we're just really crying out for more of him and a new awakening, a fresh awakening within not only us personally, but within our communities, within our territory and our region. And so then through the grapevine, I heard that he was possibly coming to Iowa. And so that's when we immediately called Daniel, and he'd already been talking with Pastor Dave about coming here. And we said, well, shoot, how can we connect with you guys? Because we want to partner, because we believe what God's going to do in our area is not just about Open Bible. It's not about New Journey or a city, but we believe it's more territorial. It's about our state. It's who we are as God's people. And so that's kind of how we started. So we're going to have Daniel, Friday and Saturday night, and then he continues on over at Pastor Dave's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay, so let's give those dates and times to people again.
Okay, well, Daniel will be at Open Bible Church in Pella on Friday, July 14th at 7 p.m., and then again on Saturday, July 15th at 6 p.m., and then we will have him over at New Journey Church in Knoxville Sunday morning. It's our normal Sunday morning service, July 16th at 10 a.m., and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, July 17th through the 19th at 7 p.m. at New Journey.
Is this fun for you guys to have somebody new coming to town with this message? Is this interesting spiritually and intellectually, is it?
I think it's really inspiring, because to hear about the stories of what God did in the past, it's really drawing the past into the future, into the presence, and really declaring what our future is going to be. Mm-hmm. And so it's not only inspiring because he has a great message, and the book is greater, but he's got to get the book Trail of Fire by Daniel K. Norris, but also to be able to partner with another church. Yes. Because, you know, sometimes it gets really to where we're just about us and us four no more, when we get a partner with somebody else with like-mindedness. So it's really a pleasure to develop relationship with Pastor Dave and his church here in Knoxville.
Yeah. And it's especially exciting for us for another reason. We had a couple, young couple, that were friends of ours from Texas, and they just moved up here recently to be our youth pastors and our worship leader, as we're starting a youth program soon. And it just so happens that they were under Pastor Daniel in Texas, that he is their spiritual father. So it's really kind of a homecoming for all of us, and we're having a lot of fun together even before these services started. It's already been here a few days, and our kids are playing together and just having a blast. And so this is a really neat time for us.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pastor David Woodcock, Pastor Doug Harris, and Evangelical Traveling Pastor Daniel Norris about the revival coming to Marion County. Well, I'm guessing it's just not for the members of your churches. Everybody's welcome.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we don't believe it's just for the church, you know, his church or our church in Pella. We believe it is for the church, for the body of Christ. Amen. In our region. So both Pella and Knoxville, Oski, Oskaloosa, Soli, all the cities in and around this area, we believe as a church that God has something greater for us than we've ever seen and ever imagined. And so we're just asking God, do it again in the Pella, Knoxville, in those general regional areas.
Is this the kind of reaction you're getting everywhere?
You know, there is something very special about what's happening here in Iowa. We've seen phenomenal things happen across the nation as we've traveled. I mean, so many phenomenal stories. But one thing that's really unique is the expectation and anticipation that I've been seeing building towards this. Some just crazy coincidences, meeting families from Knoxville, Iowa, you know, in Oklahoma, and just seeing the connections as God has been kind of leading up to this moment. As I've spoken to the pastors, I've spoken to the leaders, everybody's beginning to feel there's something genuinely beginning to stir. And so I have to imagine that there's people that are listening, you know, right now, and they're like, I've been wanting more. I feel like there's got to be more to life. There's got to be more to just spirituality. There's got to be more than just doing the 9-to-5, trying to live the American dream. I want more. And if that's you, you burn for that, and you've got to come be a part of these meetings, because something is about to break out in Iowa. I feel that so stirring. Yes. And I do believe, you know, I'd spent the past year writing about what God's done in the past, and now we're ready together to see God begin to write something brand new in the present. And who knows? You know, Iowa's always looked at, you know, every 4 years as kind of like the start of the presidential season. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to hear that Iowa now is on the radar? Because people's like, man, did you hear about the move of God that broke out in yes. Iowa that shifted Amen. The nation? Right. And so, yeah, I feel like something's really stirring. Mm.
So you're really convinced there's something really big happening as part of this movement, and sort of you've hit this critical mass here.
Yeah, I really do feel like it's been yes. building up to this, and we've been waiting to get to Iowa, not just because of the previous connections, but just these unique, God-ordained coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences, but we just had these moments and these things that have taken place leading up to this that have said God's really put his finger on this time together. There's something unique for Iowa. There's something unique that's happening amongst the churches. And, you know, from what I'm already hearing of just the cities that are coming together, the churches that are coming together, there's already some unusual things that are happening just in that I believe would give great hope to those to be able to say, you know what, I really do believe God's got something for me and my family, and I need to be a part of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so as a student of these past revival movements, what's the most important thing you've learned from them, their successes, their failures?
Yeah, every move is so unique, but you will see some commonalities in them. One is prayer. You know, our nation was founded in prayer. Many people may not believe that, but even as the Declaration of Independence was being drafted and put together, Benjamin Franklin called the entire Continental Congress together to a day of fasting and prayer before that document was finally penned. And so our nation begins in this prayer movement. And so when you see the times, and this is so true in God's word that it says, you know, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and call upon me, then you'd hear their prayers and answer them. We're reaching that point where we've got to call out once again in prayer. And so you see that as being a moment that's marked, and we're beginning to watch churches beginning to kind of renew that as well. Another one is just repentance, coming to the place of saying, you know, God, I want to humble myself. I've been doing it all wrong. And I want to come back to you, and to turn from ourselves and turn to him is one of those marked moments as well that's so key to seeing revival birthed. And then just hunger. Steve taught us, which was our mentor, Steve Hill, the evangelist, that you've got to stay humble, holy, and hungry. And I think there's a lot of us that are out there. We're so hungry for something fresh and something new. Mm-hmm. And he never leaves you unsatisfied.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going to end your journey? Do you know?
We started this in South Carolina in January, and so the plan is to do all 50 states in a year. It looks like we'll pull that off. We're in state 27 right now, and we'll finish back up in South Carolina, and we just happened to start there because it made it easy to be able to get around the nation kind of in the winter, do the southern states. And so now here we are in the middle of the year, middle of the country. And so our plan is to finish up. We're also open to whatever God wants to do. You know, if another Cane Ridge were to break out here in Iowa, mm-hmm. I'm staying. I'm sticking around to see what happens, because these are those moments that shift things. And this is what it's really all about for us, is seeing a shift in the nation.
Cane Ridge, what's that?
Cane Ridge was a move of God that broke out right in the beginning of the 1800s. America was expanding. Kentucky had just come on board of being a part of the United States. Families had gotten so spread out that going to church wasn't something that was just feasible, because, you know, you lived out there on the frontier and the church might be miles away. And so they called together a communion service, come one, come all, and told them to come camp on the grounds. You know, and so they were expecting to have several hundred, maybe a few thousand people show up. 35,000 people showed up to this. It was completely overwhelming, exhausted the area, but it lasted for weeks as the power of God just began to come down there in the cane fields around this old log cabin church. it, the story that took place out of that inspired this moment where camp meetings, if you ever heard the word camp meeting, this is where it comes from, is this first camp meeting that took place in Cambridge. And the prayer was always this, and you said it, do it again, do it like Cambridge. Because they saw so many people touched, healed, delivered, saved during that time. The stories were unreal. And this is the history of Baptist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, Methodist. I mean, so many of our histories are connected inside of this one movement right there. And this became the church planting movement that put churches all the way into the West. That all happened at Cambridge.
And you want that to happen again?
I would love to see that happen again. My prayer is, Lord, do it again. Do it again like Cambridge. He's moved so many times powerfully in the past across this nation. We need to see it again. Yeah. We were birthed in a great awakening. I'm saying, Lord, give us a greater awakening.
Thanks to Pastor David Woodcock, Pastor Doug Harris, and Pastor Daniel Norris for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.